What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Bucket.
And what about the same thing if it's made out of metal?
Well, it can be a tin bucket or...
But you'd call it a bucket, right?
Yeah, an aluminum bucket.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
A fryer.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water
faucet.
On?
Faucet.
Okay, would you say it again?
Faucet.
Okay. What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
On a barrel.
Just where you turn the water on and off, or whatever's coming out of the barrel.
I suppose that'd be a faucet too, wouldn't it?
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out?
Not accustomed to turning one on the barrel.
You have too many barrels sitting around. And what do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard, where you hit your hose up?
Well, it's a faucet, spigot.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
Bag.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that maybe 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in?
We always call them Kroger sack.
Okay.
I don't know what they call them now. You don't see
that's
too many.
That's what I call them. What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high? Hold it up to your mouth and blow.
A harmonica.
Okay.
A harp.
Okay. Which is the older name?
I suppose they called them harps. I don't know. Actually, I don't know which was first, but I've been hearing both all my life.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal, shaped like this? You put it up to your teeth.
Jew's harp.
Okay. You play one of those?
No. I'm not musically inclined.
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits on one end and one sits on the other, and they go up and down?
I suppose that's a seesaw.
Okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
I just call it flying Jenny.
What do you call a flat piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives with?
Wet rock.
Now, would you describe some different kinds of wooden fences for me, please? What are some different kinds?
Well, I have a rail fence.
Okay, and how is that made?
It's made of a little post of split, you know, out of made into little posts, and you cross them up like that.
Oh, so you put a, you mean you stack them?
It goes this way,
zigzagging. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And about how many rails high is a rail fence usually?
Well, I don't know, I suppose it'd be about 10, something like that.
Okay. Now, would this have any posts that go straight up and down?
They just cross this way, you know, and just zigzag.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, what about the...
That's the kind they used to have around the pastures when I was a child.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about around a house or around a garden?
Well, of course, they are either wire or boarded.
Well, now, what does a board fence look like?
It's planks. You know, they fix them different ways. You pass along by a house and see a plank fence, and some of them's made zigzag to be some across, and you know, to make them fancy.
But this is with flat
and some with
flat
just
boards.
Yeah.